Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donny Osmond.
Entertaining people my whole life. I have decades in this business that's all here. But you know, you do nothing alone in this world. And if anything, I wish my better half were here because something is missing. Marie, thank you so much.
Is she not precious? Come on. I'm so happy to finally see you.
I'm so happy to be with you. And you know, I feel like since we're together, I feel like song and music is coming out of me.
Oh, is that a cue?
Well, I'll try to be Donny. Let's do this a cappella. You ready, Marie?
All right, ready?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit country.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
I'm a little bit Memphis, Nashville.
With a little bit of Motown in my soul.
I don't know if it's good or bad,
but I know I love it so.
I'm a little bit country.
And I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Yes, you are.
And by the way, Donny was in a real high key, too.
Oh, I know. Yeah, well, you know, I used to sing his high notes for him on records when his voice broke.
Oh, you really had a two-hander.
So I'm actually Donny.
So much. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And I'm just wondering, will you co-host the whole show with us today?
Oh. Wow. I would be honored. Are you kidding?
Well, you have so much to offer.
Are you going
to
wear that for the whole show?
Well, why don't we start the news? I'll be Donny with you for the news. And then... Lopez pokes fun at herself because she's a four-time bride. She does it in her new music video, Can't Get Enough. The Wedding Thing music video showcases a lavish soiree where J-Lo is seen dancing in different bridal gowns with a number of different grooms. And commentary from the wedding guests throughout the ceremony is included, like, this guy doesn't stand a chance, and don't catch it, it's cursed. And, you know, she does a bouquet toss, and I had so much shame around divorce. And for some reason, something happened, and I said, I'm no longer willing to feel this way, and it just lifted from me. And I just thought, when you get a divorce, you're saving the precious commodity we have on this planet, which is only our time. And when you're truly in a situation that isn't functioning the way that optimally it hopes and wishes to be, we accept that and we improve our quality of life by moving forward. And divorce now, to me, I don't have shame around it. I'm, like, totally liberated.
And see, what I feel is I believe in doing everything possible to make a marriage work, but you have to have two people into it.
Yes.
You both have to be willing to do it. I also believe that there are some divorces made in heaven. And so in my situation, when I was... I divorced at 50, and I had 8 children that I needed to... support, take care of. I was basically the breadwinner. And I just, that actually, that's when I lost 50 pounds. And I tell everybody, I actually lost 350 pounds.
J-Lo, I love you. I really appreciate you, again, bringing empowerment to where most people go to shame. We've all been in it, so go J-Lo. So here we go with our mailbox surprise. Oh! What is this? Hi, Hand. Isn't that fun?
What is this?
Thank you, Hand, so much.
You know, I want...
You know what? Sometimes there are instructions here on the mailbox. Let's see. All right, here we go. So Glam reveals that the product that gave Marilyn Monroe her intoxicating signature scent is this.
Wow.
Okay, so it's called Life Buoy Soap, and it's still available today. And actor Louis Gossett Jr. revealed when they both attended Actors Studio in 1955, she revealed her signature scent origin. The soap came out in 1894 and gives up a musty carbolic smell. What's a carbolic
smell? I know,
right? I can't believe I'm about to smell what Marilyn Monroe smells like. Oh.
Ooh, it's actually really good.
I was not expecting that.
No, I was not either.
Is it true you have a beauty tip about Marilyn Monroe?
So my hobby is makeup. I've been loving it. I started performing at 3, so I worked with all the best makeup artists, you know. So I have become 27 different iconic faces. So there's a golden ratio, a measurement, where you can become people by moving an eyebrow or putting highlight or whatever. So I became Marilyn. Yeah, that's me.
Oh my gosh! Marie!
But when I do it, you know, I'll take like a month to do it. But you can, on my social, it'll say makeovers, and it'll show you where I have the wig, you know, my hair up, and you have the wig cap, and I show you kind of how I start with the raw canvas.
Well, now this can complete the Marilyn Monroe
picture.
Because you really do look like her.
Oh, doobie. Yes.
We have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Marie Osmond.
You know things about me.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone, and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back, everybody. We are here with the legendary, my one and only co-pilot for the whole show, Marie Osmond. Now, you give back so much. I want to talk about Children's Miracle Network. Let's just establish that. You're coming up on your 40th anniversary. Right. And how many children have you taken care of, and how much money have you raised through Children's Miracle Network?
We now help over 12 million children every year. And what's different, though, as a founder, I wanted to do something different. So we're different in the sense that all the money raised in your local area stays there. 100% of it goes to your local children's hospital, which treat every kind of, you know, accident victim, burn victim, muscle disease, whatever it is. You go to these hospitals to treat your child, and they never turn a child away. But we've raised over $9 billion.
When you talk about how to give back, I mean, that's just so big.
It goes to your community, your hospital. It will affect your children, your grandchildren.
Your neighbors.
Yes.
Your neighborhood.
Yes. But just go to cmnhospitals.org, and you can find out locally who the charities are. And just know it all goes to your hospital, all of it.
I think family and you have a synonymous story, but when your kids left and you became an empty nester, how do you re-find yourself? I don't know who I am without my kids, and when I'm alone, I almost feel a bit unnerved, like something's wrong or missing. And
well, I think every mother feels that who loves their child.
Yeah.
Or children. For me, so I remarried my first husband, love of my life. So my life is full, and I'm enjoying spending time with him, and I make sure that we always go see all the grandkids. I mean, I thought I'd never love anything as much as my children. Oh my gosh, grandchildren are like having your kids on steroids. I mean, it's just like so cool, I can't tell you. And as a parent, you have to guide them. You're not their friend, you're their parent.
I couldn't agree more.
Right? When you're the grandma, who cares? I can do anything I want.
Now, I know that with Nutrisystem, you started sometime around 50. Was that like...
That's right.
Talk about the 50, like, life change.
Well, so here's where we have to take a hold of our lives. So I was in a situation that I had to get out of. I had put 50 pounds on. That's a lot of weight on me. I'm only 5'5". I'm very petite. God had to make me that way to make Donnie look macho. And so... So what was interesting is women don't live long in our family. And so my son came to me on behalf of all my children and said, "Mom, you're not going to live long. You've got to lose weight. You've got to not..." Has nothing to do with what you look like. It has to do with that we need you in our lives.
Yes.
And so I had done everything, you guys. I had such head trips growing up. I'm sure you did, too, in our business. I mean, ugly stuff. Taking out into parking lots and said the whole show would be canceled, 250 would lose their jobs if I didn't keep food out of my fat face. And at that time, I was 5'5 and 103 pounds. But, I didn't want people to lose their jobs. So I got down to like 93 pounds. And I remember actually being at Elizabeth Courtney's, having a fitting there for the show. And I was putting on my pantyhose. I was in my underwear and my bra, and I saw this girl. The rooms were huge, kind of like this, with mirrors everywhere and clothes racks, because we wore a lot of clothing. And I saw a girl bending over, putting, you know, and I saw her back, you guys, was this skeleton with skin yep. on it. And I thought, oh, my gosh. And I got up to look at her, and I realized it was me. And it was so scary. And so I still tried to stay thin, but I was always on a diet, always on a diet. I realized that I had body dysmorphia, and I fixed that. But I just got tired of dieting when I got in my 50s and my body hated me.
And you just wanted something lifestyle-friendly, healthy, yeah. normal, doable.
Well, I was doing that show Dancing with the Starved, and so I had to... and I needed to get the weight off because the 50 pounds in spandex was not going to be pretty. And so I was so scared because I had never eaten so much food in my life. And I realized that we do not need to starve. We do not need to diet. We don't need to be skinny. We need to be healthy.
Yeah.
But there are things that go on in our bodies, and I had almost given up on me. I really did. I thought, well, I'm just going to be my mom. I'm going to be my grandma. I have done more living since 50 because I'm healthy.
We will be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
I'm very lucky to say the co-host of the whole show today, and we're about to introduce a very special person in a segment we like to call Drew Gooders. She's someone who didn't let her difficult childhood define her, and instead it helped her to push herself and kids like her to achieve their goals of attending college with her nonprofit scholarships. Now, please welcome Yasmine Arrington Brooks. You know, Maria and I were talking about, like, you know, whatever difficulties people have as children and how to overcome them, but you are a testament of that like no other. And will you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I have to say I am so fangirling right now. You're just, you are truly both icons and living legends, so thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for
sharing.
In terms of growing up, it was difficult, but just God bless my grandmother. She took me and my two brothers in and raised us. By the time I turned 13, this was my freshman year of high school. My mother passed on my youngest brother's birthday. And my father has been in and out of jail and prison my entire life since the time I was two and still to this very day. So I don't want to repeat certain cycles. So my grandmother taught me the importance of education. And so I knew that...
Amen.
Yes, amen. And also the last thing I must say this is helping others out, like myself, who have experienced parental incarceration.
And you have. Now that's what you do, which is another choice you made.
So cool.
Thank you. Scholarships is a lot of fun.
Why did you name it Chips, Scholar Chips?
Yes, so my grandmother, I can't take all the credit for it. When I was a junior in high school, we were researching scholarships online that I could apply for so I could afford the cost of attendance, you know, of a college or university. And one evening, my grandmother said, you know, Yasmine, there are so many scholarships, like creative niche scholarships out here.
Right.
But I don't see any for young people like yourself who have incarcerated parents. And I was like, And so Scholarships is a community where young people who have this experience, you know, ages 17 to 24, 25, if they want to go to college, we show them that it's possible and surround them with all the supports they need, annual scholarships, book awards, technology, cool. Brand new laptops, mentoring, mental health support.
Yeah,
and
I love
you've
that.
Been through it too. So what you can talk about with them is so empowered because there's a symmetry to the conversation. May I ask why you like Magic Johnson? What is the Magic Johnson connection? You're a fan of his?
Yes, I'm a fan. But two of the things I admire so much about Magic Johnson is his business acumen.
Yeah.
Because we see all the time with NFL, NBA, or should I say professional sports careers, that if you don't surround yourself with the right people or if you don't invest your monies and things properly, you could lose it all.
Well, take a look at this.
Oh, goodness.
Hello, Yasmin. I want to just congratulate you and thank you for using your platform for change and giving back, affecting kids' life, man, giving them scholarships. You are such a blessing to so many young people. And I, as Magic Johnson, who does the same thing, want to congratulate you and tell you I love you. I'm here to support you and anything I can do to help you with your foundation and help you bless many, 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 many other kids. I'm here to do that. All right, congratulations.
Oh my goodness, thank you. Thank you.
Speaking of gentlemen, I heard you recently got engaged.
I'm married.
Oh, you're married?
I'm married, September.
Wait, but I thought you haven't gone on a honeymoon or something.
No.
We actually see a honeymoon in your future
because
to the Scrub Island Resort, Spa, and Marina in the British Virgin Islands. So I want to donate $5,000 to scholarship to make sure just a little something.
Do you know what? I'm going to donate the same.
You're going to match it?
Yes, I will.
That's $10,000 to scholarship. Thank you, Marie. Thank you to Magic Johnson, too, for participating in that. We love you, Magic, so much. We will be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Before we go, here's a little bit extra. Now we have you and Donnie at the Vegas show. I'm now having... Oh my God. I think you're a little bit rock and roll in that one.
Well, I'm a little Broadway there. I did a medley of different Broadway shows, and from legit soprano to belt, all kinds of different songs, Candor and Ebb, and I'm very diverse. Like my current album, I sing opera, I sing legit soprano, I sing in 5 languages. And all these fans flew out just this weekend, and we have new fans that have come aboard that are like in their like teenagers and 20s. And so my audiences are so diverse. I have fun.
Everybody, we make this show for you, so not only take it with you, give it to each other.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.